This is a dictation for Kelvin William, KelvinWillams, Data Services, 4/22/1995. Oh, I'm sorry. Date of birth is 4/22/1995. Date of birth is 4/22/1995, Kelvin Williams. This is a same name patient but different date of birth. Please make sure that it's not duplicated or misfiled. Date of service is 10/7/2025. Date of accident is July 2, 2024. The patient presents with acute complaint of severe pain in the whole entire back, including neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 9, radiation of pain to the left arm with motor weakness of the left arm, and pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 9, headaches are 4. All of these symptoms are reported by the patient as originating from an automobile accident that happened on July 2, 2024 as follows. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger and he was restrained in a four-season car. His son's mother was driving. And it was July 2, 2024 in the afternoon. They were traveling in Detroit near Gratiot and Houston, Whittier, Houston. Gratiot, G-R-A-T-I-O-T. Whittier, Houston, W-H-I-T-T-E-R-H-O-U-S-T-O-N, Street, in Detroit. It was a three-car accident. I should report that they were turning left from Gratiot to the Houston-Whittier Street, and the other car came from downtown, from south to north, on Gratiot, and a T-bone on a passenger side. They hit into a pole after the impact. The damage to the car was completely total. Car was totally smashed. Car was broken. Window was broken. Door was broken. Everything smashed inside. It was a total loss. The patient reports further that the other car was a truck. And they were traveling in a Ford Fusion. And while they were turning, the other car was super fast at a speed of over 70 miles an hour. They were wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and patient was taken to the hospital. Regarding the injury, patient don't remember anything because he became unconscious at the time of impact. He was taken to the emergency room. The driver was coded by the ambulance and is doing okay, but was taken to the hospital with severe injuries. And the patient report that his left eyeball was busted and he is visiting Cresty Eye Hospital for eye surgeries. Patient was taken to the St. John ER by ambulance. He was there for 2 weeks inpatient. There was no surgery done. Left eye was stitched. There was a hematoma of the brain for which patient do not recall if surgery was done or not. We will be requesting the record from the hospital. He had a fracture of the spine in the cervical and lumbar spine. He's using a walker and he's doing a home therapy at this time. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient is reporting a severe headaches, which are 9 usually on a scale of 1 to 10. They are occupying the front and the vertex of the head, moderate to severe. And off and on, sensitive to the light, associated with nausea and vomiting. Last vomiting was 1 week ago. He saw a neurologist 6 months ago at the time of accident and who provided him medication and helped him Symptoms of TBI that are being reported are dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, nausea and vomiting, and blurred vision. However, the patient denies any loss of consciousness. Patient denies vertigo, seizures, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation. Patient denies any incontinence of the urine. Patient denies spots in the vision or loss of vision field. Further, patient denies taste problem, smell problem, EMG problem. The patient do have history of anxiety, sleep disturbance. Patient has difficulty walking, weakness, lightheadedness. He's also reporting numbness and tingling of the left arm all the way involving all the five fingers. The patient cannot move the fingers at all. There is a malformed healing of all the tendons, and there is a scar 5 inch long posteriorly in the elbow from previous gunshot issues. And that is a pre-existing issue. According to the patient, numbness and tingling is off and on, and there is a weakness of the left arms. Patient has severe pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 9, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. And severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 9 is reported, ongoing. Patient claims to have a fracture of the neck and the lower back. And he reports that he finds no improvement despite all the treatment that he has done. He has done physical therapy for all along and massage and medications. Denies any having any surgery or any procedures at this time, fine procedures. He reports that he cannot sleep. Regarding this pain, pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, and tiring, and exhausting. Pain intensity is 6 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved with medications only. He does report weakness of the left arm, and he is dropping plates, dinner plates, as well as his phone. And the numbness and tingling of the left arm is almost constant. X-rays, MRIs have been done on the patient. EMG has been done, but they are not available for us. Please review the records for the system review for past surgical histories, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal, and personal history. Please review the ADLs and the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Physical examination, this is a 30-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented. And blood pressure 164 by 96, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 99, height is 5'7", weight 140, temperature 99, respirator is 18. The patient is alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyneuropathy, cooperative, well-built, well-nourished. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam come from the template. In the skin, please mention a scar, 6-inch scar of the left forearm from a previous gunshot surgery with the no motion in the left arm at all. of the fingers. Neurological examination comes from the template. Musculature examination comes from the template. All are normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness noticed at L5, S1, and bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed L1 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus hypotonicity, no trigger points. Trapezius muscle, quadratus, lumbar muscles, and others are all normal. Cervical muscles are normal. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 35, extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, and extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, Hoffman's sign is negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lerner test is positive. Protohal test and destruction test are positive. In the thoracic spine, Slum test is negative. Roots test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. CLR is positive. Chem test is positive. Levinsky sign negative. Rudnansky Kernick test negative. Breger test negative. SI joints. Bilateral SI joints are positive with mild tenderness and especially towards the left. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is negative, but paper test, Gonsalves test are positive. Bilaterally. Extremities. So for the left shoulder, rest of the extremity and left upper extremity, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the left upper extremity and left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the left shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation or fractures. And on palpation, there are no tender spots, no swelling. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of active motion, beyond which he has a pain, especially on abduction. Muscle strength is 4/5. And special tests were conducted and were found positive. Hawken Kennedy test is positive. MTB or CAN test positive. NEAR test is positive. Speed test is positive. Interposterior apprehension test is positive. Rest of the arm is appearing normal except for the previous injury to the left arm, where there is a scar on the posterior part of the arm and there is a poor movement of all the fingers due to the previous surgery. There is a the tendons are non-functional and frozen. And the musculature is also atrophied. But it is a pre-existing issue. Kinnell sign, Felden sign was equivocal. The grip is poor, but not related to the accident, current accident. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided with the with the following. He is ordered a physical therapy to continue in the area of the neck, mid back, lower back, and the left shoulder 2 times a week with traction and massage. He's ordered a work disability, housework, and transportation help. Patient is ordered a following medication, Mobic 7.5 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet 2 times a day, 60 tablets for pain relief, Elevil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and for sleep, pain relief, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for neuropathy pain, nerve pain, Glenestra 1 mg at night for sleep, Medigesic is provided for headaches, and Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Xanax was provided 0.5 milligram twice a day for topical pain relief, for anxiety and pain and sleep and panic relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. At the time of dictation, some records came from Corewell Health, and they are as follows. Forearm x-rays are available, and they show no radiological evidence of acute fracture or dislocation. X-ray of the right ankle, three views, no fracture or dislocation. CT scan of the spine, cervical spine, which shows the following. No acute fracture or traumatic subluxation. No significant disc bulge or herniation. And there is no significant spinal canal neural foramen stenosis. The CT scan was done on 422, no, sorry, it was done on 5/28/2025. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended right now. We are still gathering the medical records and MRIs. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, none. DMEs, none. Patient already has all the DMEs. Education, yes. Follow visit in 1 month time. Direct contact, yes. Thank you. Patient will continue his physical therapy. Thank you.